Psalm 10. Why, Lord, do you stand far off? Why do you hide yourself in times of trouble? In his arrogance, the wicked man hunts down the weak who are caught in the schemes he devises. He boasts about the cravings of his heart. He blesses the greedy and reviles the Lord. In his pride, the wicked man does not seek him. In all his thoughts, there is no room for God. His ways are always prosperous. Your laws are rejected by him. He sneers at all his enemies. He says to himself, "Nothing will ever shake me." He swears, "No one will ever do me harm." His mouth is full of lies and threats. Trouble and evil are under his tongue. He lies in wait near the villages. From ambush he murders the innocent. His eyes watch in secret for his victims. Like a lion in cover, he lies in wait. He lies in wait to catch the helpless. He catches the helpless and drags them off in his net. His victims are crushed. They collapse. They fall under his strength. He says to himself, "God will never notice." He covers his face and never sees. Arise, Lord, lift up your hand. O God, do not forget the helpless. Why does the wicked man revile God? Why does he say to himself, "He won't call me to account"? But you, God, see the trouble of the afflicted. You consider their grief and take it in hand. The victims commit themselves to you. You are the helper of the fatherless. Break the arm of the wicked man. Call the evildoer to account for his wickedness that would not otherwise be found out. The Lord is king forever and ever. The nations will perish from his land. You, Lord, hear the desire of the afflicted. You encourage them and you listen to their cry, defending the fatherless and the oppressed, so that mere earthly mortals will never again strike terror.
Thank you so much for that Bible reading, and good morning again. It's great to have you at church. It's a wonderful blessing to be here on this day as I get to really celebrate what rescue brings to little ones that are trapped in the nightmare of sexual exploitation. I really want to thank you, Pastor Lane, for your courageous leadership in inviting what is a very uncomfortable conversation into your church community. I want to rejoice and I want to thank you so much that on Good Friday you have now shared in the rescue of one little one from exploitation. There is rescue coming. There is rescue on the way. You see, a move of generosity genuinely unlocks freedom because it empowers our rescue agents to go into dangerous places, always working in twos as uncommitted customers. We are able skillfully, either with law enforcement or through covert operations, invite little ones out into their freedom, into the beautiful arms of social workers that write freedom plans to equip kids to stay free. Just think about it. There is a little one right now that is about to do the unimaginable tonight again and again and again until rescue comes. But your generosity means that rescue is on the way. Human trafficking is the second biggest illegal trade in our world today. The biggest illegal trade is narcotics and then humans and then guns. It's a tragedy because you can use narcotics once, you fire a bullet once, but you can sell a human being over and over and over again for profit. It's estimated that there is more than 50 million slaves in the world today. The vast majority are bonded labor, but Destiny Rescue, God has raised up. This is an Australian ministry. You're going to see this was birthed here in this nation. And we are focusing on the more than 1 million children that are sexually exploited. Every child has the right to be free. Every child has the right for bed to be a place of rest and sleep. You know, the safest word for a child is no. But many children today don't get to use that word, no, until we bring freedom. And children get to say no and live the life that we would have for each child in this world. Well, here's a little picture of my family. I'd mentioned before that I'm married. My wife, Michelle, we've been celebrating 24 years of married. We've been raising three warriors. If you've got any tips in how to make teenagers smile, I am all ears. I am all ears. Zach's my eldest. He's an apprentice electrician. Caleb's in year 11, my number two boy, and my little baby, forever baby, not really a baby, Micah, is 14, and he's in year 8 at school. Look, today is sensitive, and what I am sharing, it's not easy to hear. It's not easy to talk about, but it is a reality in our world. But I do just want to invite you into a space that if something today raises for you where you just feel, hey, that reminds me of my story, and my struggle with somebody, you know, maybe hurting me in a way that maybe I haven't dealt with yet, can I just encourage you that viewer discretion is advised? And if it's a little bit too uncomfortable, you don't have to stay. Please hang out for afternoon, morning tea afterwards, or come back when I finish speaking. But if it's too much for you today, can you please chat to somebody that you trust and be able just to share what's on your heart? Chat to the pastoral staff here. Don't not talk to somebody that you trust if it's too hard. There are some numbers to be able to call as well, because it is challenging material that we're talking about today. But our vision at Destiny Rescue, we desire to play a leading role in ending the exploitation and trafficking of children in our lifetime. And we are asking the Church of Australia, our brothers and sisters, to keep rising up with us to share in the rescue of the next little one. I mentioned before, we have highly trained rescue agents always working in twos. We're working in places like Cambodia, Philippines, Thailand, unfortunately, where we find Australians. More than 200,000 Australians are going to Thailand a year to access the child sex tourism. You're going to see that the fastest growing crime in abusing children is OSEC, online sexual exploitation, and Australians are overrepresented in that number. We are rescuing children in places in Africa as well, in Kenya, Zimbabwe, South Africa in Durban as well. We're rescuing kids in the Dominican Republic and in the Latin America. We're in cartels infiltrated to rescue kids in very dangerous places in the world. But our vast majority of agents are working in Asia, and we work to restore children. We want to see kids walk out their freedom and equip children to stay free, and I'm going to share a little bit about that later on. I want to give you a little insight into the overview and the work of Destiny Rescue, so we are just going to watch a little video. On this video, you're going to see our founder, Tony Kerwin. He's a pastor's son, grew up in Queensland, girl dad, raising his three daughters, an electrician, van full of tools. In 2001, took his family to Thailand. He was at Bangkok airport, and he overheard two men gloating about how they were abusing kids for $400. That conversation God used and turned it into his call. Tony Kerwin, 25 years ago, bravely, as a brother in the Lord, a very shy man, he actually stepped out to do something. And 25 years later on, last month, we just passed 25,000 rescues because a brother in the Lord said, I'm going to do something. And God has created a movement. And you and I, we get to share in that movement. Here's the work of Destiny Rescue.
Nice and young, right?
Yes,
yes.
This one, a baby.
Oh, yeah. We could have a...
Yes. About now.
You want to see the lady? I show you first.
The church on the...
Yeah, I see that.
Enjoy yourself.
In this will be 14 years. 14 years.
A lot of the times you get one chance at this, and that one chance might be the only chance those victims get. We've got girls' lives on the line here.
Many children, when they go to a bed, it's not to sleep, it's to be abused. We rescue these kids out of a living hell.
My hope for these kids is a normal life. Like, coming from being abused all the time to a place of freedom.
Every child that we rescue, we hope to present the gospel to them. She needs to forgive. You can't really move on until you've ditched the baggage that you've been carrying. We hope we can play a role in them never returning to the sex trade. We want to build within that girl resilience so that they don't slip back into making bad choices. And we also want to inspire them to be everything that they can be. We want to walk that journey with them and challenge them to push themselves to get there.
It is a sad reality that human trafficking, especially the exploitation of children, continues today. As I mentioned before, Tony Kirwan, what a brave brother in the Lord. As he stepped out to do something, we get to step up alongside him. And we get to share in the rescue of another little one. Rescue and restore. And isn't that what God has done in our lives when you think about it? God is rescuing me. As a 19-year-old, he rescued me. I was definitely broken on the inside, but looking altogether on the outside. But he has rescued me, not just when I'm 19. I think he rescues me every day. And he's restoring me every day. Destiny Rescue is a move of the Spirit of God here on earth. And what God is doing for these kids, we rejoice that he's doing it in our lives as well. He's rescuing us. He's restoring us. And we get to be a part of God's kingdom movement. The title of today's message from Psalm 10 is Terrify No More. The first 11 verses of Psalm 10 is about the wickedness of the wicked. And the last 11 verses is about King David calling God to arise because of the wickedness of the wicked. And you would agree with me that children being exploited is a wicked act indeed. And it's amazing when you start to read Psalm 10 how you see that this is an ancient psalm written thousands of years ago, but it reads our world today. Because that's the power of the living word of God. Let's have a look in verses 7, which reads this way. His mouth is full of lies and threats. And that's what we see with traffickers. Mama-sans, papa-sans. Most of the traffickers in Asia are actually females. Their mouth is full of lies and threats. Trouble and evil are under the tongue of a trafficker. They lie in wait near the villages. From ambush, he murders the innocent. His eyes watch in secret for his victims. Traffickers take children from Nepal over the border into India, where one of four of the most despicable things happen to children, either in factories or labor camps or brothels or flesh farming or shipped out to the Middle East as sex slaves, little innocent children lured across the border. This is exactly what happens. Their eyes watch in secret for their victims. Traffickers will see children going to school in Nepal and offer them a sari and food in India, lure them across the border, never to be seen again. What we read here in Psalm 10 continues to happen in our world today. Like a lion in cover, the trafficker lies in wait. He lies in wait to catch the helpless, and children are vulnerable, vulnerable. He catches the helpless and he drags them off in his net. His victims are crushed. You see, what traffickers do is that they bruise the capacity of a little one to bear the image of God, and they highlight their sexuality and their arousal. And in that, little ones are crushed. They collapse. They fall under the strength of the trafficker. And the trafficker arrogantly says, God will never notice. He covers his face and he never sees. Whoa, there's arrogance in the world today from traffickers. They are brash and they are arrogant. And it may seem that traffickers actually think that God doesn't care, so they can do what they want to children. And it may look that way. Have a look. More than 1 million children are exploited in our world today. It's actually 1.7 million. If you lined up those children in one long line, that would be from here at Burwood all the way to Byron Bay. One long line of children today exploited. Over 700 kilometres long. 4 out of 5 children in that long line are girls. And 60% of children in this long line are from Asia. And it generates a $99 billion a year economy on the exploitation of children alone. And can I say that Australian dollars are highly represented in that $99 billion? It breaks my heart. It breaks my heart. And so the psalmist rightfully calls God to arise. Arise, God. I love this part. Let's get to the victory. Come on. Arise in verse 12. Arise, Lord. Lift up your hand, O God. Do not forget the helpless. Why does the wicked man revile God? Why does he say to himself, he won't call me to account? But you, God, you do see the trouble of the afflicted. You do consider their grief and take it in hand. The victims commit themselves to you. You are the helper of the fatherless. Talia, she grew up in a family where she chose to sacrifice her body in the Philippines so that her parents could have some food to feed the rest of the kids. You know, it's Mother's Day. You know, for families living under the Henderson poverty line, there is a survival mentality. And sometimes children are betrayed by the ones they trusted the most, their mum, and parents willingly place a child in a brothel. Or sometimes, like Talia, she chose to go into a brothel so that her brothers and sisters could eat some food. But when she's inside this establishment, she's trapped. There's no way of getting out. A little bit of money gets sent home. Most of it goes to the pimps. Nothing goes to Talia. She's trapped every day living a nightmare, sometimes sold for less than the cost of a beer. Over and over again. Countless times a night. And so Talia was crying out to God for help. And Jesus heard. This is Talia's story.
One particular girl, she felt really compelled to work in a bar because her dad lost his job. She was 15 years old and had no other desire except to help mum and dad and help the family get through tough times. Coming from a music background, I generally ask the girls, so what music are you into? And she replied with, I'm into church songs. And that really stuck out for me because it's like, what do you know about churchy kind of songs? And she was telling me her story that night that she was a worship leader, that she was a Sunday school teacher. And if she'd do anything to help mum and dad. I knew that we had to get her out ASAP. She was the most selfless person I've ever come across. And it didn't take me long to break my cover and said, look, this is who I am, this is who I work for. I really want to help you and my team really wants to help you. Would you let us? And she broke down crying, saying, I've been praying for someone like you. I've been praying for an angel, a group of angels like you and your team. Yeah, I want to help. Yeah, mum and dad need the help. And And over the next couple of months, she was able to finish high school and by the next semester into college and get a job at a call center where she's safe. She works a day job. She works for pretty good money. She's helping out with family. And on top of all that, she's back in church, worship leading again, leading Sunday school for the kids as well. So this huge turnaround, you know, from where she was to going through some dark times, to being back in church and just loving again. You know? So I love that story of how, we all get that second chance and it was so true for her.
I know they're hard stories to hear, but look at what Psalm 10 says. You, God, you consider the grief. You heard Talia's cry. You take it in hand. The victims, they commit themselves to you. You are the helper of the fatherless. Talia was crying out for rescue, and God supernaturally moved our agents into that establishment to build that connection, to build up that relationship, and to offer freedom. And that's what you have done on your Good Friday. As we celebrate the death and resurrection of Jesus, there is freedom coming for another Talia. God bless you. Thank you. There is more to rescue, though. Every nation is equipped to be able to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. And as you saw, Talia was there to help Mum. What a despicable place to be, to help Mum. But when you are living under the Henderson poverty line, it is survival. But we love stories like Talia because when children walk out into their freedom, they come into the beautiful arms of our post-rescue care workers, our social workers, where we love to see little ones have a safe place to live. And sometimes it's reunified back with mum or dad if it's safe to do so. Our social workers keep monitoring that. Children stay in our aftercare for about 2 years and we equip them to remain free, where children get urgent medical needs, going to hospitals. There's also real help around counselling and emotional support, psychological support. We ensure that kids get to go back to school or in vocational studies, and we get to see kids get to meet Jesus as part of their aftercare. There are so many stories of children that have walked out their freedom and living the life that we would want any one of our little ones to live. And that is so that children would terrify no more. And this is what the psalmist says for us. Break the arm of the wicked man. Bring justice, Lord. Bring justice. Call the evildoer to account for his wickedness that would not otherwise be found out. The Lord is king forever and ever. Amen. A good amen. Forever and ever he is king. Amen. The nations will perish from this land. You, Lord, you hear the desire of the afflicted. God heard Talia. You know, when she was crying and shaking after a man left the room, God heard that cry. You, Lord, hear the desire of the afflicted. You encourage them and you listen to their cry, defending the fatherless and the oppressed so that mere earthly mortals will terrify no more. You see, a move of generosity for us genuinely unlocks freedom for that next child. And I'm talking about prayerful generosity. You see, with Destiny Rescue, I believe that your generosity, our generosity, it goes further than our feet can carry us. And it goes directly not just to rescue, but for the generations to come. Elmo, who was on that video, he's our lead agent in the Philippines. As he was sharing that story, he also shared back in our staff summit in February when he was coming back to Australia. He's on some furlough, some rest here at the moment. And he shared of catching up with a young mum who's a beautiful Christian woman, raising a couple of her daughters, married, connected to a church, living out of the Henderson poverty line. He said, I rescued her when she was 14 from a brothel. Now she's a sister in the Lord. She's a wife. She's a mother. And the children that she's raising are protected, are safe, are growing up in a Christian family. Somebody donated $2,100 that enabled Elmo to go into that bar with our other agents to bring freedom to this young woman who's now a mother, and their generosity still speaks in the generations to come. You see, your generosity will outlive you. Moth and rust destroys, but your generosity will outlive you, and it will outlive you in the generations to come that are blessed by your blessing. I want to finish with what is a difficult story because it does bring it home to Australia. It's called Girl Behind the Green Gate. It's a raid that we did with the police in the Philippines. It involved the FBI and Interpol. And let me say that the FBI are leaning on Destiny Rescue for help. Hard to believe that I even just said that. We have some incredible software that we've developed with the Special Forces who have developed this for Destiny Rescue. We have an OSEC team of 19 people, which is online sexual exploitation, and this is where it brings it home. This story was actually ran in the Australian newspaper, and Channel 7 Spotlight on the 14th of September last year did a whole episode on Destiny Rescue, followed three of our raids. This was one of the raids. This had already happened. And the reason why they covered this story is because one of the perpetrators lives in Taree and was coming before the courts. It's estimated that 1 in 10 Australian men are offending online. That is, putting a child in front of a live camera and typing in just incomprehensible things while paying money to an offshore account. 1 in 10 Australian men today are caught up in this OSEC crime. I want you to meet Chelsea. She was 3 at the time of her exploitation. Matt, our lead agent, received over 5,000 pieces of communication with the trafficker, which is Malchos Santos. Santos was a known trafficker trafficking toddlers online. You see, OSEC crime, the median age is 8. The median age of child rescue in bar brothel is 14. Santos was trafficking toddlers on 30 different platforms. The FBI was wanting Santos. So was Interpol. Nobody could find Santos. But there is a God in heaven. 5,000 pieces of communication that our lead agent had over 18 months. And he was down to Google Street View. He knew the rough location, but it's a needle in the haystack. He was actually looking for this green gate. Because there was a photo of Chelsea and the mother in this green gate, and he was down to Google Street View. And on one particular night, when he was about to go to bed at like 1, 2 a.m., our agents are up at all sorts of crazy hours, and he was exhausted, but he had a prompting from the Holy Spirit to stay on. And like we read in the book of Acts, when Ananias was prompted to go to Straight Street to meet Saul of Tarsus that became Paul, well, he actually supernaturally got a street number and name. He moved the cursor and he found the green gate. Why? Because there is a God in heaven who is zealous for the rescue of these children. Maddie went over to the Philippines and worked with the authorities and Interpol at that point, and we were able to execute an arrest warrant where after 18 months we were able to rescue a number of toddlers, young children. Chelsea at the time was, I think, nearly 6. This abuse had gone on for far too long. And here's a photo that I always love to see. Last year, we actually were involved in the arrest of 317 traffickers. And this is Santos. Nobody could find Santos. But he sees a God in heaven. And when we receive Santos's phone, part of our software that we've got called Scientia is that we're able to put the trafficker's phone through our AI software. And we were able to track this number. Do you know what this number represents? 395 Australians that were offending Chelsea. One of those men was Tony Brimble that came before the courts in Taree last year and was let off. Not one Australian has been prosecuted for abusing children online because it's over a screen, it's not in person. But let me tell you that there is still a God in heaven. But Chelsea today, I celebrate that she is doing well in her aftercare. That photo is blurred out because it was an image of her her art therapy and paint and drawing some of the things that she had to do and go through. But this is Chelsea in her art therapy with Destiny Rescue, and she's on the road to healing. Santos is behind bars and is facing a 15-year minimum prison sentence. The mother is behind bars and the father is behind bars, for the mother willingly sold Chelsea to Santos for profit. But she's free. She's free. And so is, just last year alone, 5,738 little ones like Chelsea, like Talia. They all have a name. We've now gone over 24,000 rescues. We did 257 raids with law enforcement, and 312 traffickers were arrested last year. That's a pretty amazing outcome. That's just 1 year of Destiny Rescue last year. That was the biggest year that we've ever had. Why? Because the church is rising up and saying, Tony, as you stepped out to do something, we're going to step up. We're going to step up. We're going to bless. We're going to enable you guys to get out there and rescue more children. We want to see our social workers write more and more freedom plans to equip children to stay free. Yeah, we're going to share in this work. We did a research in 2024 of 1,000 kids. 1,000 kids that are in our aftercare. 82% remain free. It's incredible data of the high portion of children that don't return back once we see them walk out their freedom. It's so that little ones would terrify no more. On Good Friday, you have this page. It's still going. It's still going, and I'm so grateful that one little one is on the way to be rescued. And I just want to encourage you across this May Mission Month, let's do another one. Let's share in the rescue of another one. I'm not offended if you get out your phone and hover on that QR code. You've actually been given your link. That's your link. You got that on Good Friday. You can just, if you've saved that somewhere or it's been emailed out, you just click on that link. It goes to your page. Obviously, all donations over $2 are tax deductible. That is a QR code that you can hover, takes you to your page as well. I've got it downstairs on a desk as well. You can just go downstairs and we have a cuppa together. I'm looking forward to a cuppa soon and having a chat. You can QR code that as well and takes you straight to your page. Here's the reality for us. Mama-sans and Papa-sans, the traffickers that you saw Santos arrested, they trade on us doing nothing. For evil to exist, it's when good men and women do nothing. If we absolutely do nothing, then they will keep exploiting kids. I've sat next to these little ones. We've been in karaoke bars where they bring out a long line of children and you're just expected to pick one. Come and sit next to you. It's very heartbreaking. And you know, if we do nothing, and these traffickers will continue to exploit. But we can do something. We can do something today. And we can arise. We can arise. Just like King David was calling God to arise. Well, we are the ones that have arisen in Christ, the new creation. We arise so that mere earthly mortals will terrify no more. Let me pray. Father, just thank you for today and for what a blessing it is to be able to open up your word. Thank you for the power of your word that still speaks into our lives and our world today. Lord, we thank you that you have rescued us from our sin and that you are continuing to restore us. And Father, with the blessing that you've poured over us, Lord, may we be a blessing to others this week too. Lord, we want to arise so that mere earthly mortals will terrify no more. We thank you, Father, for this little one that is about to walk into her freedom. And we just pray, Father, that there would be a stir of generosity that others may walk into their freedom too. We thank you, Lord, that we can do something. And as you have risen up for us, Lord, we want to rise up as well and see justice come, to see your love come. And we just pray for our rescue agents, that you protect them in your name. As they work tirelessly to bring rescue, we pray for our post-rescue care workers as they seek to bring healing that only you can bring to these little ones. And we thank you for the Talias and the Chelseas that are walking free today. And we want to continue to be a part of another little one's freedom story. In Jesus' name, Amen, amen. I'm going to hand it back to my brother, Delane. Thank you so much today. What a blessing. So good.
Thanks, Paul. Thank you for sharing, and thank you for challenging us to think through. I know there's not a lot of people without tears in our eyes as we watch this, as we heard this. I'm going to give you a moment, maybe to turn to the person next to you and spend a bit of time in prayer. Pray for children even now who've been abused, that they will be rescued. Pray for those who are going in to do these rescue operations as well. So let's take a couple of minutes to do that. Just pray in twos or threes. Pray for these people. Make that your last prayer. Amen. I've just looked at the page that Paul put up, our donation page. It said 1,300, it has gone up to 1,700 just then. Yes. So praise God for those who are contributing. If you want to contribute, the link is in your newsletter. We've sent that through. So please do support this initiative as best as you can. Again, if there's any concerns that raised as you are listening to Paul speak and the videos, please do talk to me or one of the pastors or talk to someone. Pray about it. Please don't leave it as it is. But before we go, allow me to pray. And Paul is going to be downstairs, and if you want to chat a bit further, let me pray. Yes, Abba, Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you, Lord, for helping us to see, Lord, how wicked the wicked are. And Lord, how they think. And Lord, how the atrocities are carried against the vulnerable. Father, we are also reminded how great and powerful that you are, the King of heaven, and nothing is not seen or unseen by you. And Father, we pray, Lord, that you be the Father for the fatherless, the widow, the orphan, and the sexually trafficked. And Father, we pray, may you bring freedom to these vulnerable people, these young ones. Thank you for the work of Destiny Rescue. We pray for Paul, even as he champions, as he speaks for the voice, for the voiceless. Lord, may you use him for our purposes. And we pray for his team here in Australia and overseas. May you use them for your purposes. And Father, now as we leave this place, may we leave knowing that you love us and the grace of our Lord Jesus is with us. Lord, the Holy Spirit is His power, His fellowship will remain with us now and forever. Amen. Amen. God bless you.